Hello, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris, and we are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can submit questions to be answered on future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find a complete podcast archive and our amazing online courses that are ready for you anytime you're ready to master new erotic skills in the privacy of your own home at your own pace. Check out our online courses over at pleasuremechanics.com. Welcome to today's episode. It is an episode in our Kinktober series. I kind of like that. All month long, we are exploring the topic of kinky sex and what it means for your sex life. And it's all in the excitement leading up to the launch of our new amazing course, Kinky Sex Mastery. Early enrollment is open now, and if you enroll in the month of October, you're going to get an amazing, massive bonus package, including an entire course, phone calls with us, the Pleasure Mechanics, and much more. Check it all out at pleasuremechanics.com/kink, and don't miss out on the party. And thanks to all of those who have enrolled already, we can't wait to go on this journey with you. Today we're going to be talking about how to be kinky in 5 simple steps. Because we hear a lot from people who have longings and cravings or interest in kinky sex, but don't really know where to get started. And so in response, we've come up with this 5-step plan to get kinky. And we say simple rather than easy because in the realm of sex, there are a lot of things that are quite simple and straightforward, but not necessarily easy to achieve. And so as we explore these steps, even though we call them simple, and they are, know that if you're struggling with any point in this process, you're not alone. We hear from so many people who are ready to explore something new, but can't quite get the gears in motion, and we are here to help you every step of the way. So let's dive in. And if you haven't already listened to last week's episode, please do. We talk about what it means to be kinky and how we define kink. So that is the first step, is to listen to that episode and get on the same page about what we mean when we say kinky. Should we recap?
I suppose it never hurts.
So Charlotte, what does it mean to be kinky?
We believe that being kinky is different for each person, and it is whatever is outside of your regular, normal, comfortable sex life. So anything that feels edgy and risky and a little scary to you. So for some people that could include anal sex, and for others it won't. For some people that'll include bondage, for others it won't. It's a constantly expanding experience, and no matter how much you've explored already, there's always more to explore. And we really fundamentally believe that everybody has some level of kinkiness in them.
Right, and so if we all have a little kinkster inside ready to come out and play, here's how to invite that out, how to be kinky in 5 simple steps. Here we go. Number 1, release your shame and fear about kinky sex.
Clearly this is a vast, massive topic, but there is some level of having to release discomfort around your curiosity, your interest, your turn on about these subjects that are often very taboo and scary and feel risky to tell your lover about or to admit to yourself.
Well, and as we discussed on the Just the Tip podcast this past week, and go check that out if you haven't already, we have a long history of thinking about kinky sex as perverted and unnatural, and even as a sign of mental illness. And a lot of people, even today in 2015, when they think about kinky sex, the word perverted comes up. And this stigma that kinky sex isn't natural, it's not what loving couples should do, it's something that weird people do, it's freaky sex, that stigma really affects all of us on one level or another. And so you really need to confront your own attitudes and beliefs about kinky sex and make sure you're not holding on to baggage from the past that is telling you that your desires are weird, abnormal, or wrong. We're here to tell you that kinky sex is part of the natural human sexual expression spectrum. Wow, say that. The natural human sexual expression spectrum.
Wow.
Meaning that most things that fall under the umbrella of kinky sex are totally normal, totally common desires that historically have been condemned and are just now stepping out of that shadow of shame into the light and being recognized as very common, very normal, very natural. In next week's episode, we're going to differentiate between BDSM and kinky sex and explore some of these boundaries about where kinky sex stops and sadomasochism begins. But for now, really just think that I trust, and Charlotte trusts, I think, that most of what you desire, most of what you long for is totally normal and healthy and fine as long as you do it well, with consent, with awareness, and with skill.
It's so important to release the idea that you are a bad girl if you want to explore kinky sex.
Or a bad guy if you want to dominate women.
Yeah, we've been taught these messages have been pervasive. They really get into our psyche and interrupt our exploration and pleasure. But it's really important to integrate the idea that desiring kinky sex does not mean anything about your moral character.
Right, so these messages about the shame of kinky sex or fears about what it means about who you are really need to be released before you can step into the explorations of enjoying kinky sex. You don't want to bring that baggage with you, so just really spend some time thinking about it and thinking about where these messages come from and decide who has control over your sexual expression. Is it you? Or is it thousands of years of sexual oppressive history that is going to control what you do with your sexuality? I mean, really. Okay. The other thing we hear a lot is people are afraid of losing control, afraid of getting overwhelmed, afraid that if they explore kinky sex, vanilla sex will lose all interest. And vanilla sex, by the way, is the kinky term for quote-unquote normal sex, that kind of sex that we said is in your comfort zone, so oral sex, intercourse, that kind of thing. People are worried that as they go down the rabbit hole of kinky sex, they'll never be able to find their way out. And I'm just here to tell you that that is just not true. For most people, it just expands your sexual repertoire, gives you more things to play with, more kinds of activities and energies and interests. And vanilla sex actually gets better because you've learned how to communicate better. You know what turns one another on in a deeper way. And so your whole sex life improves and you don't have to lose anything. You don't have to give anything up in order to expand your sexual repertoire.
It's really like learning another language. So you don't lose being able to speak your
native tongue,
but you just have more ways of communicating.
And expressing your divine self. Well, and just to conclude this, I think the message that you're just going to want more and more intensity and you're going to lose control of yourself and you should be afraid, those beliefs are ways we control one another. It's a way of making people afraid of exploration. And we need to change that message to, isn't it fun to explore new things? Isn't it fun to learn new skills? Isn't this an amazing thing for your sex life? We need to replace these negative messages with positive ones in order to encourage one another to fully express ourselves as sexual beings. So that is step number one, and we know it's a big one, and this is why we say it's simple but not easy. Step number one is releasing the shame and fear and negative messages you have about kinky sex and giving yourself permission to fearlessly and boldly explore kinky sex with our guidance, of course. Step number two, and this is for most people the hardest one and the one that gets them stuck for years in a sexual rut. Step number two is figuring out exactly what you want to explore.
So many people know that they crave something more, but they really don't know what they want. And a key is to tap into your fantasies. And many of you will say, I don't have any fantasies. And this is part of what we can help you with, is
learning how to fantasize if you don't already.
And then being able to tap into those fantasies to get a sense of what it is you really desire.
And this is actually the place we depart in the Kinky Sex Mastery course. So the course is made up of 25 guided date nights where we usher you along on erotic explorations and make it really easy and unintimidating to acquire the skills of kinky sex. And date number one is all about mining your fantasies for your desires and establishing that difference between fantasy and desire that we've talked about on this show before. But just to recap, fantasies being the place of your imagination where anything is possible, and desires being the things that you actually want more of in your life, in your sex life. And this is an amazing step because it gives you permission to really spell out what you are craving and gives you guidance in how to do that. Because we talk to so many people who just say, I have no idea what I want, but I'm bored, I'm dissatisfied, I feel empty when it comes to sex. So we are going to fill you up with a very specific list of what you are craving. And this, for a lot of people, is hugely liberating when they can put a name to their desire. This is an essential step. And we're going to show you how to do it because it's a skill a lot of people have never learned. And yet it's an essential one if you want to get kinky.
And just keep your sex life exciting. Step number three is, how do you get your partner on board? How do you talk about these desires? How do you ask your partner to give you what you want? And this is a massive topic that we're going to cover in more depth later on in this series because we know it's an incredibly important one for a lot of you. But the first step is being able to talk about your desires and talk about kinky sex at all.
Yeah, if you can't talk about it, you're not ready to start exploring. And yet, we know that it's really difficult to ask your partner to explore something new. It's really challenging to find the right words to do so, which is why we guide you in this process. Because we found with couples we've worked with a little bit of guidance, these conversations can be really fun. They can be really revealing. And they can strengthen your relationship because you find the trust and the intimacy to have these conversations together about your sex life, about your sexual values, about who you both are as sexual beings. And as you might sense, if you connect the dots there and have these conversations, your entire relationship thrives. And so this is like a side benefit of exploring kinky sex. It strengthens your relationship as a whole. But specifically when it comes to kinky sex, you're never going to get kinky if you cannot say, this is what I want specifically, and get your partner to be on board and say, yes, I will explore that with you. You can have masturbation kinky sex, you know, like that's definitely a possibility to fantasize about kinky things. We know people who do things like put clamps on their nipples or dress up in the mirror and role play with themselves. That is all a possibility. But this course is really about couples kinky sex, about doing it with a person you love or in a relationship with. And communication, therefore, is essential to get both people playing the same game, to get you both on board. And being able to do that process with some facilitation, it's like having a sex coach in the room with you. This is what we do in private sessions with people for several hundred dollars an hour, is facilitate these conversations, give you the language, give you the skills to do this together. And you're going to have the opportunity to do that with this course. And it is a totally life-changing process.
One of the things that's really important to figure out when you're trying to explore kinky sex is the intersection between your desires, your partner's desire, and your partner's desires, because you may have some areas of difference that you want to explore one thing and they want to explore another, and it's incredibly valuable to find the overlap in the Venn diagram of kinky sex.
Venn diagram being those overlapping circles, you know, if there's a red and a blue where it intersects and makes purple, that's where you get to play.
Right, and it's totally fine if you both have things that you're not interested in exploring. That is just the case of having two individuals. So you don't have to say yes to everything that your partner wants to explore, but the key is looking for where you overlap, and that can be a really exciting process. And again, having some facilitation in figuring that out is so important when you're new to this, so that it feels fun and not a point of conflict.
Well, and the exciting thing is that those circles shift over time. So it's really about finding where you overlap right now in this minute with your comfort zones. And then as you build your kinky sex skills, you'll be up for more and more because you'll be able to confidently understand other desires. You'll have the skills to try new experiences. So in the beginning, it's about where can we start right now? And of course, the date nights guide you in starting places and take you on this journey. But in these conversations, you learn how to say, yes, I'm up for that. Well, maybe not, in a way that's not judgmental, that doesn't shut one another down, that enhances your intimacy rather than creating awkward silences. And again, this is a skill that as a couple will serve you so well. So that Venn diagram conversation is an essential one.
And it's so exciting. I'm so excited for people to have these conversations.
Well, and one of the reasons people say no to kinky sex or close down when their partner brings it up is lack of confidence. Most people, it's really important to be competent in bed. And so if your partner says something like, I really want to have rougher sex, I want you to dominate me, and you have no idea how to begin, like, where do you start with that? It's easier to say no than say, okay, I'll give it a try and risk making a fool of myself. And most people just say no and avoid it altogether. With this course, you're acknowledging to one another that you're learning something new together. So just like if you stepped onto the tennis court for the first time, you wouldn't expect to have the skill level of Serena Williams, who's been practicing this her whole life. You would fumble with the ball and you'd miss a lot of shots and you'd laugh at it together and it would be fun. So one of the essential steps in this conversation is to acknowledge that you might not have all of the skills yet, that you are learning something new together, and that that process is going to be a fun one. It's going to be something you go into together saying, we're going to do our best at this, we're going to talk about it, we're going to give each other feedback that's useful and positive, and that you don't expect one another to be completely confident and completely competent from the start. And this is really a lot of the thought I put into the course was about designing it in a progressive sequence so you build those skills effortlessly as you're having fun together and doing these date nights together. And lo and behold, as you go on, you're building this repertoire of skills that then unlocks the more advanced kinky experiences like bondage, like rough sex and ravishment. And when you have those skills and then can say yes to these experiences, all of a sudden you are confident and have that swagger and that competence to go into the more advanced experiences together. And we've kind of gone into step number four now, which is learn and explore. This is the really fun part when you get to actually start having kinky sex experiences. You start dipping your toes in the hot waters of kinky sex and learning as you go and exploring and seeing what you like and discovering new surprising turn-ons and figuring out who you are as a kinky sex creature.
Yeah, because there are so many practical skills that you have to learn, both in terms of your approach and physical skills to learn. And before now, you would have had to go to BDSM events, workshops, conferences, take classes in person, which requires that you are in a big city, that you have housing, that you know, it's a whole investment.
Totally. 10 years ago, you had to seek out the BDSM community, find someone who was into it, have an in, get invited to a workshop, go to a conference, and that's all pretty intimidating for a lot of people. And as you said, totally inaccessible if you don't live in a big city. And the internet has given rise to more online community around kink. There are huge membership groups where you can discuss kink. But now with the internet, when it comes to building kinky sex skills, we can offer you this course so you can learn in the privacy of your own home, at your own pace, on your own terms, from experts.
Ta-da!
Who are us. And we will talk a little bit more about our personal kink journeys next week. We're going to tell you some very funny stories and some near misses about how we both got into kinky sex, and we had both very different paths there. But just to let you know, I, Chris, have been exploring kink since 1999 and have kind of done it all and explored and taught workshops at these conferences and been part of these really intense communities. And so I bring a ton of expertise to you about what I've seen that works, how to avoid common pitfalls, and how to start this journey of kinky sex with your partner without risking relationship meltdown. That is my top desire with this course, is that you get the adventure of kinky sex while strengthening your relationship and avoiding any pitfalls, because I really want this to be a pleasurable, exciting, successful journey for you, and I've put so much love into making that happen.
One of the things that Chris is incredibly good at, she's good at a lot of things, but one of the things she's incredibly good at is creating an arc of teaching. These are kinesthetic skills and...
What does kinesthetic mean?
Oh, they're physical, in-the-body skills. And so to learn them, the design of how we guide you through this experience so that you're set up for success is really intentional and thoughtful and done with a lot of intelligence. Chris is very gifted at this.
Oh, go on.
And that kind of learning and that kind of guiding you through an experience so you gain more mastery and confidence in a sexy way doesn't happen by accident. It's very intentional and by design.
Well, and in preparation for this course, you know, I knew a lot and we both have a lot of experience that we bring to it, but I bought all of the books on BDSM and kink I could find. I looked at all of the online resources and it was so frustrating because they'd say things like, oh, you're interested in role play? Get some costumes and go ahead and role play. Like, that is not education. That doesn't give you any information on how to do it. And I really looked at how to break these things down into skills that you can learn in a sequence that sets you up for success and not failure, because we've all seen that Cosmo advice that's like, oh, you want to kink it up? Buy an outfit, buy a costume. But then you're just standing there, your same old self, in a costume. And we got an amazing email when we asked our community for feedback and what questions you all have with kink. Someone wrote, okay, I've got my husband in a blindfold and handcuffs, now what?
I love that. It's so true.
And that really encapsulates it. Like, the now what is what we address in the course. And this process of exploring, trying things out, giving feedback, which is also a process we guide you in, by the way, is really the heart of how to be kinky. It's all about exploration, and here is the key. You have to be willing to try new things without knowing how you'll respond. And this willingness, this openness to adventure, is really the heart of the attitude about being kinky. It's kind of like getting in the car and instead of just going to the grocery store in the same way, having the willingness to take a back route and not know if you'll hit a dead end or if you'll discover the most amazing vista in your local area. That willingness to adventure, and this is something Charlotte's really taught me about life in general, is if you think about things as an adventure, there's no wrong ending. Right? Like, you get to explore and then say, oh, that didn't feel quite right because of this, and maybe next time we can try this. Which brings us to step 5.
After every exploration, you really reflect on what worked and what didn't and what will make it better next time. And this is part of what makes kinky sex be a continual exploration. There's constant discovery, and it makes it a lifelong adventure. And once you have the tools, there's the potential for never-ending exploration. And who doesn't want that in their sex life?
You can only have these conversations, and we're kind of circling back here to where we started, which is about talking about sex with your partner and figuring out what you want. When you can have these conversations and be really precise and say, this specifically didn't work for me, and your relationship is strong enough to withstand that, and you can just have that conversation without it being a fight or an accusation, but rather a loving conversation that's about, I want to give you maximum pleasure. I want to take you on this awesome journey of kinky sex. Tell me how I can make it better next time. That attitude changes everything in your relationship. It's a skill that starts transforming other parts of your relationship, and you just continue to optimize. So when we say it's a lifelong adventure, we really mean it can be a lifelong adventure. And it's one that you definitely want to begin. And we hope this podcast has started you on this idea of how to be kinky, how to adopt the attitudes and the lifestyle of kinky sex. No matter how kinky you get, you do not have to suspend yourself from the chandeliers to qualify as kinky. It really means opening yourself up to new sexual adventures, having a new attitude about sex and trying new things, and developing the skills to communicate, ask for what you want, and go on these explorations together with the skills and confidence to do so. This is what we had in mind when we designed our new course, Kinky Sex Mastery. You can learn all about it at pleasuremechanics.com/kink, where you will also find the link to early enrollment, which is open only for October. At the strike of midnight on Halloween, this offer goes away forever. And you definitely want to get on board if you're interested in this course, because you'll get an amazing bonus package and be part of the pioneering tribe of community members that start this journey November 1st with us. If you have any questions, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and be in touch with us. And definitely check out the course at pleasuremechanics.com/kink.
In our next episode, we are going to talk about the difference between BDSM and kink and how to get started exploring what it is you want to explore. In the next episode, Chris is going to tell us about the near disaster of her first kinky exploration and what you can learn from it, what not to do, which is, of course, informing a lot of how we are sharing all of our information. I'm going to tell you about how I got into kink and my adventures and our adventures together and how we're bringing kinky sex into a marriage, which is what a lot of you are doing. How do you explore this kind of energy and intensity and sex in the context of domestic life?
Indeed.
So don't miss that episode, and we'll see you next week.
I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.